Today's Daf Maseches Erev and Daf Yud Zayin will Mirtz Hashem close out this first parak with an incredibly contemporary yet sensitive halacha. The Gemara is trying to figure out how much area a group of caravanners who either lose one of their members or gain members during Shabbos are entitled to carry within that space. We have Rav Huna, who the Gemara establishes as saying we make a calculation based on the status quo of when Shabbos came in, while Rav Yitzchak said we count the number in the group and we rule based on that. So the difference will be whether the permitted area to carry will be able to grow or shrink or remain the same regardless. The Gemara quotes a case to support Rav Huna. You have an eruv that's constructed to join one chetzer with another through an entranceway between the two courtyards, and that entrance got blocked up during Shabbos. Rav Huna, who was asked about this, responded, Shabbos hoil v'hutra hutra. Since it was mutter when Shabbos came in to carry from one courtyard to the other, that allowance remains in place, thus proving Rav Huna's opinion in the caravan case. The Gemara in the end suggests it could also be the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak. We've arrived at the critical question of what happens when an eruv falls down on Shabbos. There's a noted psak of Rav Shlomo Kluger in Shaul Tshuva Elef L'Chal Shlomo, one of the great achronim in Siman Kuf Nun Gimel, Kuf Samech Beis, and Kuf Ayin Beis. He discussed it there in a few places. We pass him straight up, like our Gemara, that one may continue to carry because Kevin to Hutra Hutra. Once Shabbos comes in, we have the status quo. However, Rabbi Simon Imre Baruch, Pesh Kuf Mem Dalad, points out this is not the mainstream psak in this question, halachas. He brings a machlokas tanaim cited in our Gemara, which is a Mishnah later in Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph, that a mavui whose crossbeam or lechi, whose alleyway where the crossbeam or lechi that allows people to carry within was removed on Shabbos. So Rabbi Yehuda said you can continue carrying there on Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi prohibited doing so. Our case was a bit different, explains our Gemara, that even Rabbi Yossi would permit in our case, because you have full walls around the courtyard, whereas with the mavu you're opening up into a public domain, which is a rabbim, that's Rabbi Yossi prohibited over there. Now, when it comes to halacha, the Rambam in Hilchos Erevin, Per Gimel, Halacha Chav Hei, brings us halacha and says, after the entrance is blocked, he has the following language. Eilu mutarin la'atzman, u'motzin b'mbetein u'metaltzin at ikar mechitza. So the people in the one courtyard, they can continue carrying within their courtyard, they have walls around, but they can go only up until the end of the mechitza, the end of the partition. And the people in the second one, where the entrance was blocked up, mitaltlin kein adikar mechitza. So those people are also allowed to carry within their walls. Hoyel v'hutra muktzas Shabbos hutra kula. Once Shabbos came in, and that area was established as a permitted area to carry within, then that status continues throughout Shabbos. But to go between would not be allowed. That would be seemingly like the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Simon then brings the Shabbos Jews Marie Weil, one of the later Rishonim, one of the later German Rishonim, became the basis for the opinion of Shlomo Kluger. So what he says over there is like this. And one way to understand it is to say that which we follow Rabbi Yossi was only in the Mishnah scenario. What was the Mishnah? The Mishnah was where you have an alleyway and you took away the side post. So now we're left open to a public domain. Says Rabbi Yossi, it's no good. No good, and we don't say hoyo Shabbos hoyo v'hutra hutra. Once Shabbos comes in, you can continue in the status quo. But in the cities that we have, explains the Marie Weil, at least one reading of it, the alleyways open into a carmelis, into a rabbinic domain. So then, even Rabbi Yossi would allow continued carrying, and we would say Shabbos hoyo v'hutra hutra because it's a rabbinic domain. So others understood the Marie Weil as a limited case to a city with walls around it, and inside you had an alleyway with a side post attached. And the reason for this is to separate the Jewish and Gentile communities to avoid requiring schirut reshut, which we'll discuss later in the Masechet Erevin, that the space has to be rented. When the lechi falls, that's fine because you still have the city wall surrounding it. So these are two very, very different ways and very different conclusions that will come out. Therefore, Halacha L'Maisa, Herschel Schechter pointed out that he heard from Simcha Avram HaKohen Sheps, the Shlomo Kluger was rejected, and we don't follow him just because we have a principle of Halacha Kedivrei Meikel Be'eruv, that we usually follow a more lenient opinion when it comes to Hilchos Erevin. However, Rabbi Simon notes, what about all the people who may not know that they are now carrying in an area with a downed Eruv? Are these people considered Machal Shabbos B'Shogeg, unintentional violation of Shabbos? They're certainly doing a Maisa Ve'er, they're carrying on Shabbos without an Eruv, we must tell them. Or do we treat them like Mis'asek? They're just doing it and there's no Maisa Ve'er. One perspective from the Shiurim of Rav Yashiv and Ksuv is based on Tosfos and Shabbos, that so long as a person realizes they are carrying something, thinking there's an Eruv, but it's really down, it's still a Maisa Ve'er, but no Korban be required. But then he brings from Rav Chaim Brisk, we don't need to tell people who are carrying in an area with a downed eruv, and the rationale is rooted in the Rambam Hilchos Shkagos, Perek Beis, that when a person believes that they are acting permissibly, it's called misasik. And we could say that a lack of malechus machshavas on Shabbos is in fact no prohibition at all, therefore you don't need to warn the people.